expectation for Tammy, TS in today, A, M, N, Y, Owens, O, W, E, N, S, February 11, 58, addresses a letter, David Johns, J, O, H, N, S, PAC, 953-5329. Dear Mr. Johns, follow up for Mrs. Owens, history of partial nephrectomy, renal cancer, also prior low potassium magnesium. Last visit was in April. She is off the protonics. That might help with the low magnesium, using Pepcid only as needed, but not in the recent past. Takes amiloride for low potassium, anticoagulation with Xarelto, on lisinopril and beta blockers. This one, however, she's using it for palpitations, migraine. Has chronic back pain without radiation or anti-inflammatory agents. Comes accompanied with husband. I did an extensive review, system being negative. Today, weight 215. Blood pressure by nurse 130/78. Alert of the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia. Prior right-sided knee replacement, limping, minimal edema. On the right side from the prior knee replacement and the vein thrombosis. No other changes on physical exam. Next paragraph, chemistry is October. Normal kidney function, creatinine 0.9. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal magnesium. Previously, normal hemoglobin, an A1C at 6.1. On diet only, no medications. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Partial nephrectomy, left side, the renal cancer. I'm not aware of recurrence. Next number, normal kidney function. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, problems of low potassium and magnesium in the past. As she is off HCTC and off the protonics, we'll see if she still needs the amiloride and decreasing by stopping altogether the amiloride. And we are going to check in a few days a new potassium and electrolytes to make a final decision. All issues discussed with the patient and husband, end of dictation.